So if we go to Cambodia, you mean to tell me we'd be fucking rich?
If we take one of our paychecks to Cambodia, we can like go buy a house.
Let's fucking do it.
Let's just all cash in one paycheck and go to Cambodia.
Let me go cash in my Bitcoin while I'm at it.
I just did Bitcoin.
Oh, you got Bitcoin?
1 million Bitcoin.
I don't have it anymore. I cashed it out already.
How many?
I need some money, so I cashed it out.
Did you get a good return?
I doubled my money.
Nice. That's a good return.
So, yeah.
I got Doge still. Riding that wave. I already made my money back. It's ridiculous what I made back.
Would you suck 100 cocks for 1 million Bitcoin?
No.
Jesus, Matt. We haven't even started.
Jesus, dude.
You wouldn't? I would.
For 100 dicks. That's a lot of dick sucking. And yeah, you'd get what? 34 billion? No.
No.
34 quintillion dollars?
Yes. 54 billion.
$54 billion for 100. Okay, are you sucking 100 dicks at once? Or is it like 100 dicks throughout your lifetime? Like,
why,
you know,
why are we even discussing
like,
this?
Like,
right,
like
now?
You know,
it's
every,
up to you.
Like, you know, every 30th.
If you want to pace it out, you can. Geez.
Like, every 10th of the month, you got to suck a dick. Like, oh, it's March 10th. I got to go suck a dick real quick. Oh, it's February 10th. Let me go suck a dick.
No, you have a year to do it.
You have 1 year to suck 100 dicks. That's a fucking dick every 3 days. Fuck that. Yeah, we started.
Oh, I know we started. I'm just checking the levels.
Yeah, no, that's a dick every 3 days.
So,
that's a lot of dick.
So he knew we were.
You can
I can't even speak right now.
You can spend like a week and just try to knock them
just
all
knock,
out.
I can't.
Knock all the cocks
out. So hold up.
Out.
Are we talking like to completion, or you just suck it for a minute and move on to the next?
You know what we should move on to?
The episode?
Let's do this.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, well, wait, were we supposed to?
We were all trying to be super unprofessional.
As always. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of
Matt's Not Here!
We're so fucking high energy today, aren't we?
And we're gonna. Welcome to the episode where we discuss how many dicks it would take to become a millionaire.
Oh,
I know. You know. You both know. There's at least one female who knows the answer to that question.
Oh shit!
She's sitting back counting fucking some dead guy's checks, and she's like, "God, I sucked a horrible dick for years, but it's worth it." Fuck.
That sounds like a fucking terrible scenario for anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
would you do it for 1 million Afghani?
I don't know. I don't know the conversion rate.
What's the conversion rate?
Terrible.
Yeah, then no.
What the fuck? The answer is no.
Fucking not.
It's only almost $13,000.
Almost.
A million Afghani is $13,000. That's not, you know,
no,
a small amount of money, but not enough money to choke down dick.
No, definitely not. It'd have to be a lot more than that.
And to the females listening, yes, this is legitimate conversations guys have even when we're not doing a podcast.
Yeah, we were talking about this before recording and then...
And then we started recording.
And then we started recording, and we're still talking about it.
And this has nothing to do with what we're talking about on today's episode.
No, absolutely not. But here we are talking about fucking choking down dicks. Look at that. He did that for $5.
Thanks, Matt. I'll get you that $5 in a bit.
What? No.
It went over his head.
Yeah, it did. I aimed over his head.
I'm glad it went over my head.
I didn't want to get him in the eye. That'd be rude. Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez. So that's what Lewis uses for his hair gel. I was wondering what, you know, keeps his hair so nice and shiny.
Gorilla glue.
No.
Call back to last week's episode.
Yep, that's a robot dick.
That is definitely a robot dick.
And he sucks it daily.
Wow. Twice on Sunday. I wonder where that expression came from.
Twice on Sunday?
Yeah.
Probably something to do with
Wait,
God.
Wait, Sunday? We had something about Sundays to be talking about, didn't we?
Sundays.
It's getting hot out, isn't it?
Oh, yes, we did want to talk about something.
I fucking totally forgot. What the fuck are we going to talk about?
Sundays. What? When you think Sundays, you think...
It's like a nice hot summer Sunday. What do you get on a summer Sunday?
Oh, I would love a Sunday, but you know what? Yeah. Every time I go to get one, you know what they fucking tell me? Guess what they tell me? Well, depending on where I go.
There's one offender for sure.
Massive
one
offender.
Big time offender.
One major offender. And even just us saying this now, everyone listening is like, oh yeah, fuck McDonald's.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree, every time you go to McDonald's, you always get the same response.
And
oh, sorry. It's broken.
Yep. Either yeah. It's broken or they don't have any apple pies.
And what's bullshit?
I don't know about the apple pies.
They always got apple pies, and their cookies are fire. But what's bullshit is their McFlurries were fucking fuego back in the day. Used to love me a fucking Oreo McFlurry. But the machine's broken. It's always broken. Or it's not working. Or we can't do ice cream right now. And guess what? I found a YouTube video, and I sent it to both you fuckers, and we just watched it about why it's broken.
Yep. And
makes a lot of sense.
We're blowing the lid off of this conspiracy. And it's not even a conspiracy. This is some, like, inner fucking company fucking...
Monopolization bullshit.
Fucking glad-handing fucking jerking the boys off.
So let's blow off. No, let's not blow off. Let's blow the lid off.
Whoa, Lewis.
Let's blow the lid off.
You can blow
McDonald's conspiracy.
You can blow all the lids off you want.
Shut up.
I was like waiting for you to hit some like sound effect for that too.
Oh. Let's do this. Satisfied? No.
That was like, you know, they licked the ball, they licked the tip and then walked off.
I'll think of something better next time.
Anyway, so let's pop this cherry. I watched
Matt's still thinking about sucking dicks,
right?
That's
why. He's got a dick in his mouth and his mind. Wow. So I watched this video, right? And so for those of you who don't know, and maybe we'll post the video in the description,
and maybe we will definitely be posting that in the description.
The company that makes the ice cream machines for McDonald's is a company called Taylor,
right?
Taylor Made.
And believe it or not, their company headquarters is literally right next door or right across the street. Like, that's how close they are to the McDonald's headquarters in Columbus. I could be wrong. Wherever their headquarters are. I can't exactly remember.
Columbus, Ohio.
I might be wrong on that, but they're right next door to each other.
Sounds like it would be in Columbus, Ohio.
Now, Taylor and McDonald's have had an ongoing contract with each other for the better part of 80 years, maybe more.
It's a long relationship.
Yep. Taylor's been the one main supplier to McDonald's ice cream machines. Taylor also supplies ice cream machines for In-N-Out, for Wendy's, for a bunch of other major food chains.
Fast food chains.
So when you go to Wendy's, you can order a flurry. You can order a Frosty. You can order ice cream, and they get it to you right away.
Right.
You can go to In-N-Out. You can get some of the best goddamn shakes on the planet, and you get it right away. You go to McDonald's. What do they say? Oh, the machine's broken.
It's broken or it's down.
Here's the thing. It takes 4 hours for this machine to clean itself. Right, so this machine cleans itself. You have to clean it every day because you're running dairy through the thing, right? So they got to clean it every day. If it doesn't get to a specific temperature, it could be off by a single degree. It's going to give you an error code. Now you got these minimum wage employees who don't know how to read the error code, so they have to call in a special technician.
What was that temperature? I think it was like 151.
150, 151.
Something like that.
That kills off all the bacteria.
Yeah. What I find kind of weird and interesting is that they heat it all up, like even the ice cream itself is all heated up in there. I don't know, man. I feel about that.
You gotta heat it up to kill everything, and then it just freezes it back. Like, you've had melted ice cream before and then froze it again.
Why do you have to run it through the machine while it cleans is what I'm asking. Like, is that really necessary?
Well, it just cleans the bacteria, so it just heats it up. I mean, it doesn't clean the pipes out. It just cleans the bacteria in the dairy.
The dairy's gonna produce the bacteria. The pipes aren't gonna produce bacteria, but the dairy will. So you have to clean the dairy.
Makes sense.
So when you have this machine and it breaks, it's going to give you this error code. And all it's going to say is cleaning not complete.
Right.
Or failed or something.
Yeah. And now these minimum wage employees, they don't know how to read that. So they have to resort to calling the technician. Now, here's the real weird thing. When you own a McDonald's franchise, you're locked into a contract. That means you have to buy this specific type of thing. It happens with everything. When you get your French fries, you have to order these specific types of French fries from this specific company, because that's the contract that the McDonald's Corporation has with the Potato Corporation, right?
Right.
And it keeps a consistency throughout the McDonald's.
Right.
you have to get this specific Taylor machine for your ice cream. And this is the only machine that has these consistent issues.
Right.
And then they have to send out the technician. And the technician, when he comes out to work on it, to fix whatever it is...
It ain't cheap.
It ain't cheap. The technician's going to charge $144 for the first half hour. That's just for, like, the moment he... Not even the first half hour. You get the first half hour as kind of a benefit, as a bonus.
Right.
What he's charging for is the what they call labor and travel.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to walk through that front door... $144.
Right. I think it's as soon as he steps on property.
Right. Now, I used to be a technician. I loved that part of my job. The moment I step onto that property, I've made, I think at the time I was making like $150 just to walk through the front door.
Nice.
And I've had times where I clicked one button, fixed the issue, went home, and it was like, fuck yeah, easiest $150 I ever made. So I'd love to be these Taylor technicians. $144 for walking through the front door. And then guess how much they charge for time after that?
I'd say it's going to be roughly around the same amount.
$315.
Holy shit.
For every 15 minutes after the first half hour.
Yeesh.
So if it takes them 45 minutes, you're paying damn near $455 for this guy to fix this machine. And then another $315 every 15 minutes after that.
Oh, could you imagine if he wants to sit there and he's like, okay, I'm going to stay here and wait for it to run through its four-hour self-cleaning cycle?
I'd fucking do that. Hell yeah. Bang.
Fuck.
But, so, and the thing is Taylor is going to send out their technicians. So
right.
So you're
because they're
Taylor.
The only ones who are certified to operate
exactly.
Those.
Exactly.
6,000-something technicians across
exactly.
the world.
Yeah.
So... you have this company that's selling you this machine that frequently breaks in arguably the world's largest fast food restaurant, the most popular fast food restaurant. Walk up to any kid, say fast food restaurant, name one. Everyone's going to name McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
The number one.
It's those golden arches, you know.
It's the golden arches.
They're very recognizable, too.
Exactly.
All over the world.
Exactly. They're all over the world. So this Taylor company has a fucking monopoly on this because they got this contract where you got to do it for them. And then they have to send out their technicians. They're not going to send out Joe Blow, regular guy, because they need to make that money. And it's a money-making scheme because think about it. If I make this device and I send it to you and it works and it's great and it's making you money, you've got your ROI, your return on investment, within a couple of months of you using the machine. And then I'm fucking assed out and I can't make any money. But if I design this machine to break every 6 months... then you got to call me, and I got to send someone out. Now I'm going to continue making money on your machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't think they design it to break, per se. I think they design it to be so touchy when it comes to passing those tests.
Yeah.
That, like, if it's off slightly, it's probably still safe, but they don't want to chance
it. Yeah, but they're not going to risk it. It
has to be precise.
And in some of the error codes even happen when you have just a little bit too much ice cream in the hopper.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just a little bit too full. Maybe you got one cup of ice cream too much, and it's going to be like error code in this long fucking number that no minimum wage guy is going
to... It takes a lot of time for that big chunk of ice cream in there to warm
right,
up.
Right, because it's programmed for 4 hours. And if it knows that it has to go more than 4 hours, it's like, oh, error.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, when you look at the screen of this thing,
right,
it's something straight out of the 80s with the most minimal buttons. Like, you have to be a certified technician to be able to read and do anything on this.
Right.
So the Taylor company, in conjunction with McDonald's, doesn't give a fuck about selling us ice cream anymore.
And it's fucked up the way they go about it, too. You can't call any other technician but Taylor. If you call any other technician, you void the warranty.
Yeah, and then now you're assed out. Now you got to foot the bill. Right. And on top of that, now, excuse me, not only do you have to foot the bill for the repairs, or, sorry.
Hmm.
Yeah. All, I earned some money earlier, so...
God. All those rupees.
All those rupees. We're getting new podcast equipment, boys.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Geez. Thanks, buddy.
At what cost? It smelled like cheese. Anyway.
Never mind. I'm not even going to ask my question.
You have this company where you're doing that, and then not only are you locked in the contract with them, you legally are not allowed to buy another
machine
type of machine from the same company. It has to be this one brand.
Right.
And then when it breaks and you have to fix it,
Not if, but when.
When it breaks.
Right.
The franchise owner foots the bill for that. Mm-hmm. McDonald's Corporation isn't going to help you with that because you signed a contract. You're a franchise owner. You own that specific business right there.
Right. That location.
You got to pay for the bill on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was the whole point behind, like, oh, the machine went down. So the night crew, when they were closing up, they throw it on the four-hour cycle. The morning crew comes in and realizes, oh, shit, the machine it failed its cycle.
Yep.
Good thing it's the morning. We have another run. We can run it again before people want to start getting ice cream. Yep. They run it, fails again. Then they're like, oh, shit, what do we do? They don't know how to read the code, so they talk to the manager. The manager doesn't know, so they call the franchise owner. Franchise owner's all pissed. We're not selling ice cream. We need to make this money. We need to get this machine back and running. They finally call the technician, have him come out. And I worked for Disney in foods, so we had equipment similar to this. A lot of it was like Hobart. We did have some Taylor machines, the Gaylord machines and stuff like that.
Now hold up, the what?
There's a brand that makes industrial equipment called Gaylord, literally spelt Gaylord.
How about CMA? You ever heard of CMA?
No.
Yeah. No, I don't think we provide machines for them.
No. But like our Tray Wash machine.
That's the company I work for.
Shit, it was huge. This machine used was over $100,000.
The Country Music Awards?
No.
Sorry. Go ahead.
And it would break sometimes, and they'd have to send out a Hobart technician. And chances are he's not getting there same day. It could be a couple days or a week before he would come out.
Yeah.
So I can imagine with these Taylor technicians, you think they're coming out right at the moment on the spot? Probably not.
Nope.
So this machine could be down for days, a week, who knows?
And that's all lost revenue. Not a whole lot of lost revenue. McDonald's ain't gonna lose a whole lot of money.
People. Did you guys ever get a Gaylord technician?
Could you imagine being that technician? You got a big old fucking Gaylord on your back.
I'd be like, I work for a Gaylord.
Right?
I would hate to be that technician.
Hi, my name is Matt from Gaylord.
I kid you not, I saw
Gaylord,
that.
Gaylord, right on the back. Gaylord.
When I was doing my community service at the Huntington Beach Library, they had a library cart where the books sit on it, and it was made by Gaylord. And I like looked at it, and I'm like, what the fuck? And me being like 17 years old, like I take a photo of it, and I'm all giggly like, oh my God, look at this.
Right.
And then I started seeing it in food and beverage, like at Disney, like some of the equipment and random things like that.
Yeah. Gaylord's a massive industrial company.
Okay. Thanks for looking that up.
I didn't. I was just saying that.
You could have just gotten Jaime to do it.
Yeah, but he hasn't been in for a bit.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, that's what he gets.
Yeah. And just to wrap this up for the Taylor thing, because I found this interesting.
Okay.
Guess how much of their revenue is generated from repairs?
Probably like 65%.
Not that much. It's a quarter of their revenue is generated from sending out people to fix their machines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we also forgot to leave out.
They built their machines to basically suck, and then they just make a quarter of their money fixing them.
Well, that's pretty much any industry.
Not when they're we left out that their commercials aren't based around their products. They're based around their technicians coming out to repair.
Their whole sales pitch is, hey, we can fix that shit that broke on our machine. That's a shitty fucking company when your machine breaks and your whole sales pitch is, hey, we can fix that problem we caused.
Yeah.
Like, how would you guys feel if you bought a car, right, and the guy who was selling you the car went, look, when this breaks, I can fix it real good. And that's his whole sales pitch. Yo, when those tires pop, come on back, we'll fix it. Yo, when that oil leaks, come on back, we'll fix it. Yo, when that transmission fluid leaks, come on back, we'll fix it.
That sounds like a Ford dealership to me. But
no, that sounds like Tesla without the oil and transmission fluid. And they
I was trying to make a joke. It went over his head.
I did. I get it with the Ford thing. But no, Tesla's really like that. So they'll send technicians out, their own technicians out to fix people's cars and stuff.
You can't send a mechanic to work on a fucking Tesla.
But here's the thing.
Not only that, for as much as you're paying for a Tesla, I would hope so.
Better come with a technician.
Some of them are cheap.
What's cheap?
What's a cheap
Model
Tesla?
Model 3s.
Okay, how much is a Model 3?
You were able to get them for mid-20s.
That's not bad for a car.
Yeah.
Mid-20s to mid-30s. Between mid-20s and mid-30s.
Would you guys, if that dick hit you in the jaw and you got a couple million dollars, would you get a Tesla?
No.
No? Why not?
It's also where I was getting at. So.
Oh, all right.
Wait. What were we talking about? Something about a dick hit me in the face? What?
Well, yeah, I mean, you suck that dick, you get that mill. Would you buy a Tesla?
Would I buy a Tesla? You know what? I like them. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I like them.
I do like them. They look pretty fucking sick, and they got the what is it? The ludicrous mode.
Yeah,
that's pretty neat. They're actually really fucking fast.
I want to program it to like when I hit ludicrous mode, fucking move, bitch, get out the way. Starts playing.
Luda. Oh my god, they had problems with the onboard storage though. Because the computers have to talk to the solid-state drives that store all the data.
Right, right.
Well, a solid-state drive can only be written to and erased a finite number of times before it completely fails. It's not like a mechanical hard drive where the parts will wear out and fail. Like, right. It literally has a limit to it. What would happen is after, like, three or four years, it would hit that, the drive would fail, and now the car is completely inoperable. And people were having problems. Tesla's like, yeah, we can't get you the parts. Your car's basically a brick right now.
Fuck.
So for a while there, I was telling people, don't buy them. Lease them. If you're going to get a Tesla, lease it.
Yeah.
I'm not one to lease cars, but like...
Yeah. I mean, if you got the money, fucking leasing's the way to go.
If you don't ever plan on upgrading it and you just want a point A to point B thing and want to get something new every so often and have it covered under warranty the whole time, then leasing's a...
Yeah. Well, Teslas are mostly designed to people who are like homeowners.
Yeah, because you got to build.
They're not designed for, but marketed.
Yeah, because you got to put that thing in your garage.
And what they didn't tell
you,
you got
to charge it.
How expensive that thing is to put in your garage? Because they have multiple ones. They have the quick charge ones. They have the standard ones, and they're expensive.
I want one where I can just drive up like onto a pad and it just wirelessly charges,
like the fucking wheels.
Yeah, like a cell phone charging thing.
Like I believe, did you guys hear Apple's thinking about coming out with their own car?
Yeah,
keys sold separately.
Wheels and charging cords sold separately. Seat sold separately. You get just the shell.
And it comes with Windows.
If you don't have AirPods, you can't listen to anything in the car. No speakers.
Battery sold separately. Hey.
No, they'd give you that. You gotta buy everything else.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like I do like Apple, but I don't know how I feel about a car.
Well, I mean, but it would integrate with all your stuff. No radio. You have to have an iPad. There's no radio or center thing in there.
It would be sick as fuck if I could just pull out my watch, click a button on there, and my car would pull up right there in front.
Batman status?
That would be fucking badass. Baller. If they could make that happen, I would think about it.
Tesla has that.
Yeah, Tesla does that. That's right. But do they have an app that does that?
Obviously. I think it's like through your phone or some shit.
Is it?
Tesla's got that dope intruder mode too, where it'll flash lasers and stuff, and like all the cameras turn on and the headlights flash and shit.
That's pretty sick.
Have you ever walked in front of a Tesla? I know Brett and I did that one night.
Yeah, and it yelled at us.
It yelled at us, and the headlights came on and flashed us just walking in front of it down the sidewalk.
What? Just like, hey?
Kind of. I mean, it didn't say like, hey. What did it say? I don't think it said anything, but like,
it made some noise or did something. It
made some like woo, and like the lights came on and shit. We were like, oh fuck, like. Like we were like maybe 4 or 5 feet from it, like a little, you know, not far away but not close, you know. That was a little weird moment.
Yeah, I watched a video of a guy that was trying to break into one, and then it started going into that intruder mode, and it started flashing those freaking lasers and shit.
Yeah.
And the guy like ran off and got scared for a second, but then he came back and he's just kind of watching it in awe, like, what the fuck is going on?
You're gonna catch the robber because he's gonna be amazed by the fucking light show you put on.
But they also have that pet mode where the car stays on, the doors are locked, and it displays on the screen that
something
like
for your fucking like yeah it says
so you can leave your pet in the car and it's,
really
and the screen lights up and says, hey, don't fucking break my windows, the dog's chilling.
Yeah, the AC's on 78 degrees or whatever, and it says that like on the screen. And
wow,
I would want my screen to be like, don't break the windows, he's watching a movie.
He's and playing racing games with the steering wheel.
Right? Have you seen that?
That's
You can do that too, where you turn on a racing game and you hit the gas pedal and turn the steering wheel and you watch the screen and you're fucking racing a game.
Yeah, hopefully that's not an option when you're driving.
Well, no, no.
Like, you'd have to wait till you're parked.
Yeah,
for sure,
that's
right?
Definitely like put the car in park, turn it on video game mode.
Mm-hmm.
Although they do have that option where, you know, it drives itself, and you guys have all seen those videos of the guys guys fucking sleeping on like the fucking 55.
Well, they've got self-braking. They charge a little bit when they brake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They've got a lot of little features like that.
Can you like drive all the way out to Vegas on one though?
Yeah.
No.
Depending on the model, I think. I don't know which ones.
All right, that's pretty
good. How their range is, but
well,
basically,
Vegas is only about 100 and some change.
Something like that, like 3 hours.
Well, I'm talking miles.
We live in California. We don't talk miles. We talk time when we drive.
Well, if you're trying to calculate if you're going to make it on a Tesla, yeah, I'd say it's a little that's over not, 100 miles.
You pull over at a charging station, throw Netflix on they, your they, Tesla they, while it's charging.
Well, that's have, the other thing. How long does it take for it to charge?
That's what I was saying. It depends on the charger. Some chargers are quick and some are slow. Like if you want the quick one.
Now, if it's anything like cell phones with a quick charger, you're actually degrading your battery life.
Yep.
It depends on the battery type.
Yeah.
That's all based upon the battery type.
You're the battery type.
You're a battery type. Your mom's a battery type.
Your mom's a battery type.
Your mom's a Duracell.
Your mom's an Energizer.
She's right.
Did you search how long it would be?
It's 277 miles to Vegas from California. Oh, how long?
Type in Model 3, Tesla Model 3, base model, the cheapest one you can get. I want to know how far that'll get you.
Keep talking.
Please, somebody.
All right. So on this week's episode of
Matt's Not Here,
we should be talking about subcultures, but we got onto a fucking Tesla.
Yeah, we should be on break right now. 150
city, 133 highway.
133 miles? So you can make it halfway to Vegas.
That's with the Model 3.
Wait, why does it give you less miles on the highway?
Because you're going faster. It's using more electricity.
As opposed to gas vehicles where it gives you more miles on the highway.
Exactly.
That's so weird.
Well, also, when you're driving city, you're braking more.
Right, which is charging your battery.
So you're using more electricity, less braking. And then
in a gasoline.
You know, yeah, as far as a gas car. Yeah,
and in a gasoline, when you're on the highway, you're staying at a steady lower RPM. Yep. If you're geared right, obviously.
And it's gonna burn less fuel.
Whereas it's stop and go. You know, throttle, it revs up. Going, uses more gas.
Yep.
But yeah,
yep.
That's crazy.
So if anybody wants to buy us a Tesla for the podcast, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Nah. No one likes us that much.
Make sure if you do that, that you wrap it close. Now it's time for an ad break.
And we're back!
Wow, nice. Very smooth.
We want to give a big shout out to our favorite sponsor.
Zombie Killer Clothing.
Thank you, Matt, for that one.
Yep.
Never fails to amaze.
They have wonderful clothes.
They have amazing t-shirts.
They do. So if you guys are in the market for some nice little zombie gear, check them out.
Or if you want to buy us some shoes, you know, we'll be very appreciative.
Where can they...
We keep plugging those shoes in hopes that we're going to get them in. I don't think it's going to happen.
Who's going to buy them for us?
They're kind of expensive.
They are.
Yeah, you know. But if somebody out there, you know, really likes us and wants to get us those shoes, you know...
Where can they check out Zombie Killer Clothing?
Guys? You can find them at Facebook at
Confessions of a Zombie Killer.
What about Instagram? And
you can find them at Instagram at
Zombie Killer Clothing.
All right.
Or you can check our show notes for the links to those.
That's probably a lot easier.
Yeah, much easier.
Pull your phone out, go to the show notes, and click that right there.
They're all in there.
Hey, there you go. I just heard you do it. Good job. Now give them a follow. Hey, I just heard that. Thank you.
Now add something to your cart.
Ding.
Thank you. Add another thing.
Ding. Keep going.
More.
Ding. Keep going.
Ding. Oh, and the shoes for Brett. Don't forget the shoes. And myself. Ding. And Lewis.
Size 10. Ding.
12.
Ding.
All right. Now check out. There you go. All right. Thank you. Let us know when they come in. Okay. So earlier we were talking about cars that we can't afford.
Hey, guys. Why did I just get a fraudulent charge in my account? What the fuck's up with this?
I knew we gave out the right number.
Assholes.
What? You didn't even buy him shoes on his own card? That's fucked up.
No.
Thanks for getting me.
I bought you and I shoes.
Or should I be thanking Lewis?
I mean, you can thank both of us.
I don't know. Anyway.
So before the break, we were talking about cars that we can't afford.
Yeah, we were talking about Teslas.
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody, like, I don't know about you guys. I would love a Tesla. Specifically the one that went to space, but I don't know
if you can... Roadster, yeah, they don't have
I don't know if you can buy that one. Well, no, they have a Roadster, but they have one that went in space.
Yeah, they never came out with
that. That was Elon Musk's own personal Roadster.
Oh, so that never came out?
It's just like the Cybertruck.
Oh, I think that was a...
So that was a one-of-one. They just...
Yeah, it was convertible. Shot up they put the space guy in there and flew it into space, and it's traveling around with...
It's still in space.
Yeah.
Was it a prototype, or...
think it was a prototype. You would call it a prototype. Yeah,
that was with concept his
model. It's a concept, and it was supposed to be released, but it never got released, and people are still up in arms about it.
Cybertruck.
Kind of like, dude, that. I would kind of be down to get a Cybertruck.
I would too. It super looks like a Halo car.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that was intentional too.
Yeah.
But the windshield or the windows aren't bulletproof, like they said.
And Matt would still be working on it every other day.
Oh, dude, every other day. Sorry, I got to do something on the truck. I got to switch the battery. I got to unplug it and plug it back in. I got to turn it off and turn it back on again. I got to reset it. I got to air down the tires. I got to rotate the gearbox. I got to switch out the steering wheel.
I got to fix the rear diff. I got to
of an electric car.
I got
to change the transmission. I got to swap out the transmission fluid. I got to update the Android software.
Android. Yeah. It doesn't run on Android, does it?
I got to change the software oil.
It runs on Android?
That's a superior brand.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
No.
No, I think they have their own OS.
Yeah, I think it's their own OS. Yeah. But yeah, like, do you guys think they should send the truck to space too? Like, drive that around on Mars?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They should drive it around on Mars, because doesn't he want to send people to Mars?
Ooh,
he does. It'd be fun. It'd be interesting. But did you guys hear about the caution that he issued?
Well, yeah, it's normal. It's just like anybody going into space.
No, like he was like, so the first few people that go to Mars,
they're probably gonna die. They're
probably gonna die.
I can imagine that. Yeah.
Like the first like 10
people.
And
he said it so calm and collected, so like, with no shoes on. He's sitting there in the yard and he's got no shoes on and he's doing this interview and he was like, yeah, the first few people are probably going to die.
Well, just like
the way he speaks, he was just like, well, yeah, the first people are probably going to die. It's something we have to do to leap forward. It's just the way he delivers it. Like,
he's just talking like this, just all calm. My name's Elon Musk. And I'm sitting here all calm.
Like, the first few people might die. Like,
oh, shit.
How would you feel being some of those people? Like, you know you're the first one. You're like, fuck, I'm going to my demise.
So we're not going to be growing shit potatoes? Is that what's happening here?
I mean, maybe. That might get you a couple extra months.
Yeah. Maybe. Do you guys know what that's in reference
to?
Okay, good.
Shit Taters is one of the fucking coolest movies I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, surprisingly.
You know, we still haven't watched The Haunted Bong.
Oh yeah, no, we didn't do that.
Yeah,
my friend actually shouted out because he listened to the episode. He says, you guys mentioned The Haunted Bong, no way.
Yeah, it's a fucking great movie.
Yeah, no, I didn't check out any of those.
No, I didn't watch any of the fucking stoner recommendations. I watched them all a while ago, but
there were way too many.
There were a lot,
but I know you guys really enjoyed that episode, so yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I feel like some of these, like, things that SpaceX is doing is, like, a stoner idea that, like...
Yeah, with the whole going to Mars
thing. Going to Mars.
And colonizing Mars.
Yeah. The thing is his stoner thoughts actually turned into reality.
I know.
A lot of people's don't.
Right.
Right.
No, because he's got the money to do it. Full of ideas.
And he's got the money to do it.
So he's Tony Stark.
He's the fucking
real-life
Tony Stark. I'm waiting for the day where he walks out of his fucking mansion in a suit and flies around and, like, starts fighting crime and shit.
Did he get another mansion?
Probably.
Because he sold all his properties and, like, most of his assets a while back. Like, what was it? Last year or the year before?
Did you guys see the tattoo his, what is it, girlfriend? Mama? His new baby mama has?
No.
It's like she got like this alien-looking like scar tattoo on her back.
Huh. I gotta look into that now with my
with your alien
alien
life.
X with my ufology and conspiracy.
She's probably
interests.
An alien. She's probably an alien. I mean, like an if alien. I were him, if I were him, that's why he's probably so obsessed with space. He came here on a fucking like asteroid or some shit, and he's like. A fucking alien.
Okay, before we dive into this, we should definitely do another episode on this kind of stuff because you do not want to open this can of worms with me right now because we'd be here for another 4 hours.
Oh, no. I would love to come back and do an episode just on Elon Musk.
Not even that. I'm talking about just aliens incarnated on Earth.
We could do an episode on that.
But can we do a full episode where we just like theorize about Elon Musk being an alien?
I believe it's possible.
I think he is. I'm pretty sure he is. I mean, I'm like an alien.
I mean, look at his.
No, I'm an alien.
You're a legal alien.
I mean, look at his kid's name.
Oh, so you're an illegal alien.
No.
Hold up. Let me get ice on the phone real quick.
You're going to call ISIS? That's rude.
Ice.
Oh, ice. My bad.
Baby. I'm glad you got it.
What does ICE stand for? The Immigration Collection Enforcement?
I don't know. I've never needed them.
Immigrant collecting and
the only
enforcers.
ICE I've ever needed goes into my drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you're supposed to put that?
Fucking racist.
Fuck, man. We're going to call Border Patrol? Is that what's going on here?
Borker Patrol?
Border Patrol.
Borker Patrol for Lewis.
Ah, fuck you. You don't get to make that joke.
Gonna call
especially
the,
on Eric, dumbass.
That's a Patreon exclusive.
Animal Control.
Yeah, so future episode, anyway. I would like to do one on Elon Musk, for sure.
That'd be cool.
He's a very interesting guy. You see what he's doing now with the whole microchip thing in the brain?
Yeah, that's one thing I don't like.
Like, listen to music.
It's called Neuralink.
Yeah. So there's a thing. Have you guys seen those headphones that use bone conduction to play music? Like, it literally plays the music to your skull.
Right.
Like, you can do that. There's certain things I've seen where people literally touch something to the back of your head and you hear it perfectly.
Yeah.
So that's fucking cool. But implanting that shit into your dome, like, that's a bit fucking crazy.
Well, and the scary thing is what they were going at is the people who have Neuralink are going to have an advantage in life, in day-to-day life. And people who don't, which is kind of scary because it's going to force people to kind of get this. That's very iffy waters to tread on.
Once a handful of people get it, they're literally at an advantage. And then now to keep up. You gotta get one.
I don't like that. I like and some of the stuff he's doing. I don't like Neuralink.
Like, could you imagine, like, you go into your office job, and Jim over there is just sat there staring up, and he's finished all of his paperwork because he's doing it in his head, and you gotta type it all out manually? Yeah, now you gotta get it to keep up, because Jim's gonna fucking get the promotion, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna telepathically communicate with this printer over here and print all my documents.
And print everything. But here's where it gets really weird. What if, like, your thoughts wander and you start printing, like, you know, drawings of your own, like, nakedness? Or, like, just weird shit.
That would be very interesting.
I don't know what you're thinking about.
I think about weird shit. I would be terrified.
Clearly.
I would be terrified to print what's in my brain on
yeah,
the paper.
Same. Yeah.
Like,
nobody needs to see
needs to know what goes around in my head day to day.
Even I don't like what goes in my head.
Like, half the time, what we talk about on here, I'm like, fuck, did I really say that out loud?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I couldn't.
I mean, look, just look at what we were talking about at the beginning of the episode.
Exactly.
Before we even started recording.
Exactly. You know, you accidentally sneeze while printing something, and it prints out a picture of you sucking a dick.
What?
Like.
Of Matt sucking a dick?
Of Matt
sucking
a dick.
I could see that.
Yeah.
He's surely got a purdy.
Oh, my God. You know how people would put their ass cheeks on the printers and print out their ass? What if you don't even have to put your ass on the printer? You just sit there in your computer desk and imagine yourself sitting on the printer and it prints a picture of your ass.
Would it be like a photorealistic picture of your ass, or would it be like
your mind's interpretation
of your ass? So you would actually like have an ass when you printed it.
Yeah, so it'd be like the equivalent to an MP3.
Right.
Where it's what the computer thinks it should sound like. Well, that's what the printer, your mind thinks it should look like.
Could you just imagine, though, getting this thing and, like, you know, you just think, oh, I want to hear this song. And that song just starts beaming to your fucking dome. Like, that's got it. Like, there's 30, 40, 50 years from then, you're going to get those fucking commercials. Did you or a loved one get the Elon Musk computer chip implanted in your brain? Well, you might be entitled to financial compensation. Could you imagine?
You might qualify to be legally insane.
Right?
Could you imagine, though, like, people always say, get these songs. Oh, that song stuck in my head. Like, when people sing, like, Baby Shark or something annoying. Could you imagine? You think of a song, and it immediately starts playing in your head. Because of the Neuralink?
What if, like...
Ooh, that would give a...
But here's the
stuck in my head a whole new meaning.
Here's
right
the
there.
Fucking scary thing, though, right?
In your head, in your head,
zombie killer clothing, ing. Why the fuck didn't we do that?
I know,
we
should
have just done that.
Fuck.
Missed an opportunity.
Start it over. No, but, like, think of how easily phones are hacked, though. Imagine getting your fucking brain hacked.
Dude, that's fucking scary.
That's a whole new definition
to
biohacking.
That is scary to even imagine right now.
Like,
that someone could hijack your brain, dude,
and just start sending you weird thoughts. Like, you could literally Rickroll somebody in their fucking dome.
I could see you doing that type of
shit.
Fuck,
that'd be hilarious. You, like, you see somebody and you're like, I know that guy's got it, and you hit a little button on your phone, and then you just see him go, fuck, come on!
It instantly looks over, God damn it, Brett!
I'll be like, why did you know it was me?
Never gonna turn you down.
You
starts playing in people's head.
No.
No, that's
no.
not how the song goes.
No.
You can't even Rickroll, right?
That's part of it. That's because I'm not into Rick Astley like
tempo
you.
Tempo was wrong.
Matt,
yeah, of course it
Matt,
was.
Matt, go sit.
Never
in the
gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
You're both off. Let's just stop.
We're
there.
So bad.
Just stop.
It's not my kind of music.
So yeah, that's interesting. But what have you heard any benefits or the benefits that he was talking about? Because I know he had an interview on Joe Rogan.
Right.
And that's when I first heard of it.
Is that the one where he smoked weed and everyone and his fucking stock dropped?
I think so. I believe that's that episode.
That's funny.
It dropped, but he's still fucking super popular and rich.
Still, yeah.
You know it would be hilarious if Elon Musk made bongs.
That would be.
Well, one of the benefits talking about is he's able to repair certain conditions.
Yeah.
Like schizophrenia and what is it, Tourette's, stuff like that.
We're a long way from doing that with the Neuralink.
Well, that's what he plans on doing with it.
And yeah.
I'm like, okay, I could see that being a good thing.
Theoretically
is it Alzheimer's?
Possible? It's theoretically possible because your brain just works on electrodes. Your brain is just firing electrons back and forth in all over the place. And so if you interrupt those or change them, you can theoretically change Alzheimer's or cure Tourette's or other,
Parkinson's.
Yeah, or other things. But we're so
all types of neurological disorders.
Yeah, and I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fucking terrifying, the thought of implanting a chip into your brain that you know fucking can do that. Like,
fun fact, the brain has no pain receptors.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the video of the girl getting brain surgery?
I have.
And while she's doing it, she's playing the violin.
I have.
This was at, I think, California State UCI, one of the UCIs, I think. The surgeon centers where she was getting like this experimental surgery done, and they were like, look, she was an amazing violinist, so they had her play violin the entire time to make sure that they were like poking around in the right area, because they know if like they poke around this area and she fucks up, they're like, okay, don't touch that area.
That was in a movie or a TV show or a cartoon or something.
No, it was legit. Like,
I know, but they did that and they kept like poking it and they would like slap their arm out or...
Oh, I don't know. I just, my most vivid memory of something like that is that scene in one of the Hannibals. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been Red Dragon, where the guy's got Ray. I think it's Ray Liotta.
That's in.
But he's like sat there in that tracksuit.
Is that Silence of the Lambs?
I think so.
I think it's so. Silence of the Lambs.
And
yeah.
And he's like, sat there in that tracksuit, just drooling.
Yeah.
At the end of the dinner table, and then. That stuck with me, and then the other part that stuck with me, I think it's at the end of the movie, he's eating some brains on a plane, and this little girl's like, ooh, what do you have there? And he gives her a little piece of brain, and it's like, oh, dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little fucked up.
Would you guys eat brain?
I've had cow brain, too.
I haven't.
It's not good.
I can't imagine.
It's kind of. The consistency is just weird.
It's salty fat. That's, you know?
It's chewy, but it's not. It's like a squishy, like, I don't even know how to describe it.
I guess it's like chewing on like gristle,
yeah,
almost.
Like, I can like, yeah. It's,
but not exactly, because it still melts in your mouth, but it's chewy at the same time. I don't know. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah, it's. Almost
I only
like,
ever had it once, and I'm like, I'm done.
It's kind of. It's
again.
Sort of like octopus or squid in a way, but more.
I like that though. I don't know if I don't know. I'm terrified to eat brain.
We'll give you some cow brain.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm gonna have brain, I'm gonna have human brain.
Wow, you a zombie now? What's going on here?
That's probably gonna fuck with you.
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I'd ever want to go that far.
I was
so on an episode with no destination. Is it possible to get off track?
No.
No.
Okay. Not at all.
That's beautiful.
At all. This is just.
This episode is a free for all.
Yeah.
Just kind of. I was looking up some great inventions by Elon Musk.
Fucking
go for it.
I am on us.
And apparently PayPal.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah,
no,
that
no,
was his
kind of.
That's how he started.
Kind of, he bought it. He helped. I don't think he bought it. I don't know if he fully invented it.
Was he a venture capitalist then?
No,
is that
so
what's going
no,
on?
No. So the online
he is, but
the online payment giant PayPal too is a brainchild of Musk. Founded in the year 1999, Musk kickstarted an organization called X.com,
mm-hmm.
which focused on financial services and email payments. A year into their operations, they merged with Confidentity.
That's what it
and
was.
Adopted their best-selling product, PayPal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he sold that for fucking ridiculous money.
Oh, yeah.
And then now he's, you know, sending shit into space.
Oh, like one of his rockets that almost hit a UFO? Did you see that?
I heard about that.
Allegedly a UFO. Allegedly.
Well, I mean,
I've seen the video.
UFO is a blanket term for literally something that we saw in space and we don't know what it is. Or flying around.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily mean aliens. It's just like, so, I could throw a rock fast enough, and if you don't recognize it as a rock, hey, that's a fucking UFO.
Right. And that's what I was kind of leading into. Like, I watched it with Matt. Was it an alien? And
it looks like a giant space rock. Because the way it's rotating, too, it's not like a perfect circle. And you can see that one side is not symmetrical to the other. Perfect circle. And when the rocket separated, it went right between the separated part and the rocket.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it came from, if it was just hurling through space. Or if
it
broke off something.
That's kind of cool, though. Like,
jeez, Matt, you want to be a little bit louder next time?
With that vape, dude, slam that thing down.
All right.
Our listeners fucking hate us.
So this is why we can't have nice sticks. You know what?
No. Yeah, there you go. Fucking mute his mic.
You guys want some ASMR?
No, that was a joke.
I will mute your mic indefinitely.
I'll unplug your shit. That was a joke at the beginning of the episode for us.
That'd be wonderful because then Matt won't really have to be here. Oh my God, he invented an electric jet.
Anytime you want.
The what? What? What?
He invented electric jet.
How is it a jet?
It's something he's conceptualizing.
I was gonna say, like, how is a jet electric? Because
it's something he's conceptualizing, but hasn't actually done.
I can't wrap my brain around this.
Okay, so it's in his thought catalog, which has got to be fucking bigger than freaking.
Oh, he's got so many fucking ideas. It's insane.
How do you think he gets all these? He's just like eat a handful of mushrooms one day and just write down everything.
I would imagine so. Yeah, yeah, that's got to be it.
Like once every 2 months, he just eats like an ace and then just sits down with a pen and paper and writes down everything.
We should try
that
comes
to mind.
He himself stated that, you know, he's always constantly thinking of new ideas.
Yeah.
It's like there's times where I can't sleep. I'm just thinking.
I mean, at a certain point, there's no bad. I mean, one of my favorite quotes, I forget where I heard it, but there's no such thing as a bad idea. It's just bad execution.
Right.
To an extent.
Right.
You know, as long as you write everything down and then figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you end up with a fucking rocket company and a.
The boring company.
Boring company.
Yeah. Yeah. Building tunnels underneath LA so you can travel.
And then selling non-flamethrowers.
Yeah, not a flamethrower.
It's not. No.
No, no.
I want one of those things.
So he's the one that thought about location-specific searches through Google and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. I'm not sure what that is.
So like when you type in something in Google to search, but it's a location-specific search. Like food near me.
Yeah, or not. It's not even just that, though. Like if you were to go... If you go home...
Carpenter in Google, and it would pop up with local carpenters.
Yeah, if you go home, and you and I both search for, you know...
Tacos.
Obviously, it's going to give tacos near us. But then, also, if we search for... Who was the number one, you know, football player of 1942, right? We're both going to get similar answers, but the ranking and the way we see them will be different based on our position.
Huh.
And based on
the based on if I'm standing or sitting?
No. Based on where you are. Like, fucking dickhead.
Yeah, it's different if it's doggy style or missionary.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was funnier.
No.
Come on.
Nope. Not giving it to you.
No thanks.
You get this. That's the smile you get.
Look, for me, it was worth it just looking at Matt. And just seeing his eyes roll in the back of his head. Like, priceless.
What else did he invent? Didn't he invent some sort of alcohol, too, that was super expensive? It was like a Tesla brand. Wine or something like that.
That's crazy.
I don't know about invent, but...
Well, no, they made like their own brand of liquor.
Stuff like Tesla was not his idea.
And it was a limited
That's the thing, though. Tesla was not his idea.
No,
he
just
came
bought
into
it. He just bought it and then branded it and then sold it and pushed it.
Yeah.
He's a very, very good venture capitalist and a crazy person with a fucking shit ton of money.
Same thing with SpaceX, same thing with a boring company. These are not necessarily his companies. He buys them.
Enough money to
but a lot of the stuff that's come in recent years from these companies are his ideas. So like the flamethrower.
That was a marketing ploy.
I believe he's probably with the way his mind's working and some of these out there things, like you could tell a lot of this is coming from his brain.
Well, just look at the Tesla again. Yeah. Look, he has ludicrous mode.
Again, like I really hope that plays.
So we know about the flamethrower.
Right.
That's not a flamethrower. Not a flamethrower. But do we know about the boring candy?
No. Candy.
Well, if enlighten us.
If you're feeling bitter today, then this candy's for you. The boring candy is a peanut brittle packaged inside a box with a logo that comes with the styling of the Boring Company.
I was waiting
for this.
And
the cartoon picture of Elon Musk's face on top.
I'm so happy.
I was waiting for this.
Sound delish, doesn't it?
Sure.
This sweet, crunchy delight that the boring candy brings in itself be good enough.
I did.
But much more so the prestige of having the satisfied... Wait, having satisfied your peanut brittle craving more from a spaceship launching billionaire? Hey, there's a typo there. So Musk tweeted... Then I'm going to build a moat and fill it with candy. Warren B. will not be able to resist investing. Berkshire Hathaway kryptonite.
Right on.
Nice. Right on.
Oh, yeah. It's called Tesla Kila. It's tequila.
I've heard of it. Tesla-quila. I've heard of it. I want to try it.
Yeah.
It was an April Fool's game. But
game?
He had drunk too much Tesla Kila. But then they actually ended up making...
Yeah, it's funny. He gets all fucking, like, drunk or, like, stoned and tweets dumb shit.
And then he makes it a reality.
And then makes it a reality. What I find even funnier is for, like, I was one of the people who fucking bought a stupid amount of Dogecoin back in the day when it was, like, 6
cents.
Oh,
man, don't get me started on the Dogecoin.
Dude, he fucking tweets about it.
Nice.
He tweeted about it, and the price went up.
Yep.
It was hilarious. Yep. Like, he made a couple of tweets, and I made my money back and was able to sell enough to, like, get my initial investment back. Now I'm just kind of riding the rest out just to see what happens.
But when are you buying your yacht?
As soon as Dogecoin's actually worth like real money. It's at 31 cents right now.
Oof.
And you know, so
that is money.
It's so. Money. I'm in the green. So as soon as it goes even higher, you know, got a couple other investments that'll hopefully end up with a Matt's Not Here yacht.
Ooh, the official Matt's Not Here yacht.
Where we can go into international waters and, you know.
Just do all sorts of depraved acts.
Do a real podcast.
I don't know how I feel about that.
No?
Especially with you guys. I don't know.
About going into international waters and doing questionable legal things?
Yes.
If you couldn't get arrested, 100% guaranteed you can commit any crime, what would you do?
Couldn't get arrested for
guaranteed,
any crime?
Guaranteed. But you only can commit one.
I'm trying to think of which one can make me the most money.
Yeah, me too.
Something profitable for sure.
Okay, well,
like, but it's like not going to be easy. Like, so if you say rob a bank, like you got to put together the crew. You got to find the bank.
Yeah. Also, you have to find a bank in international waters.
No,
in just a different. No,
we're not talking about international waters.
No, I'm talking you could commit any crime.
Oh, any crime. Oh,
any crime.
Okay, and like just get away with it.
And get away with it.
Like organ whatever theft, crime, human trafficking,
crime whatever crime you want,
murder,
sell drugs.
Whatever. Embezzling.
Bank robbery.
Bank robbery. Yeah. I think we're all on the same page of that.
I don't know if I'd want bank robbery. I want something that's going to make me more money.
Armored truck.
Fort Knox.
No, there's no gold in there.
And you're not going to get in. Like it's not going to be like, oh.
But it's more of a challenge than a bank robbery.
No, exactly. And you know, there's more of a chance that you're not going to get anything. You're going to commit the crime, you're going to get in there, and you're not going to get shit. And now you've just wasted, you know, however long it took to plan it and then go do it.
Okay, so if it's not located at Fort Knox, I would go wherever it's located.
Right, but that was your one crime. Now you're done.
Okay, fine.
So, like...
I'm out.
You just wouldn't do any crimes?
I guess not.
I'd hit a bank truck. I'd hit a truck on a load day.
Huh.
I've already planned this a stupid amount. In my head. It's frightening how much planning I put into this in my head. Like, already know how I'm going to do it, where I'm going to do it, when I'm going to do it, with who, what we're driving, what the plan is.
How can you drive on water?
But we're not in water.
Actually, no. Didn't Whistle and Diesel build that giant truck with those huge tires that actually floated in water and he drove it down the river?
Well, yeah, but I didn't say the crime is in international waters.
Oh.
I just said you can commit any crime you want and not get arrested. Like, I already know I'd hit a bank truck.
So this brings me to...
somewhere in L.A.
Crazy conspiracy theories.
Okay.
God, there's so many.
Get on with it.
Hurry. Oh, this is great riveting podcast material right here. We're all sat quietly.
Continue talking while I find some of these.
No, I was trying to show you a picture that I showed him, but it fucking disappeared. It was a great meme where I was like, I don't listen to podcasts. I've been around people who've done cocaine. I don't want to sit down and listen to two people talk over each other about something only they care about. That was funny.
Oh, man.
Are we talking crazy conspiracy theories that just make you blow your mind? Or stuff?
We're talking anything.
Fucking anything, dog.
Or ones that actually turned out to be
this
true.
This episode, it doesn't fucking matter.
And we have no asking, direction on this
episode.
If you
keep asking questions, I'm
we
muting
have
your
one
mic.
Direction.
Welcome to this episode. Matt's not here.
There we go.
And on this episode, we're actually going to fucking have a conversation about nothing and something all at the same time. Lewis, what would you do if you could do anything in the world?
Right now?
Yes.
I would go home and sleep.
Me too.
Well, you are home.
No, we're in the studio right now. You know how far I have to go home?
Yeah, like a few feet.
Actually, no, I'm already sat on the bed. I can just lay down and take a nap right now.
Yeah, there you go. So.
No, but if I could do anything in the world, I would, like, fly. Like,
well, that's...
say
okay.
Anything in the world.
But
be imaginative,
that's not so much,
be creative,
that's not so much doing so much as an ability.
And
if you
are
could have
flying,
any ability.
No, if you could do anything.
You should have worded it differently.
I said if you could
Devil's
do
in
anything.
The details, my friend.
I said if you could do anything.
If I could do anything?
Anything. Yeah, be imaginative. Use that noodle, motherfucker.
I would like to be able to swim underwater.
You can already do
indefinitely.
That. There you go.
Okay. Not telepathically masturbate?
What?
Wow.
What the fuck? Can you elaborate, please?
I don't know. That's not my choice.
No, that's your choice now. Elaborate.
Jeez.
No. Elaborate.
You just use your mind.
To
you
do
have
what?
To touch anything.
So you just think, get hard, nut?
Pretty much.
That'd be an interesting skill. I'll bet there's somebody out there
that
who
can
do that.
Yeah.
Who can just think themselves to a nut.
Yeah, that, I don't know, man.
Overactive imagination.
Why?
Do you think, like, there's somebody out there that can actually do that?
I'm tempted to search it right now on Google, but
do
at
it.
The same time, I don't want to.
Do it while Matt tells us. Look it up while Matt tells us what he would do.
Oh, geez.
So my thing would be...
how would I word this?
Just multiverse hopping. Being able to shift
that'd
realities.
Oh, that's
you know,
pretty fucking sick.
Consciously.
So would
so be like, I'm going to shift into this reality where I'm going to hit the jackpot on this slot machine.
Would you, like...
But what if you shift realities and then you're not able to come back to your own reality?
What if you shift to
you're consciously able to pick which reality you're in.
Yeah, but what if you shift to a reality where you can't do that?
Oh.
Because you just don't shift to that reality.
How do you... Okay, so are you talking like you can consciously choose the reality?
Yeah.
Like you know everything about that reality.
No, not necessarily. Like, so say there's a specific event you wanted to happen. Like you go, for example, a slot machine. You go to Vegas, you walk up to a slot machine... You pull it. Well, there's an infinite number of realities of you pulling that, different outcomes that
right.
can happen.
Oh,
the machine could explode
gonna,
in your face. It
gonna,
can. You could lose. You can hit. Who knows what's going
to
happen.
You're going to go to the reality that hits the jackpot.
So I know consciously just be like, okay, I'm going to snap into the reality. When I pull this handle,
so
I'm going to win.
So here's the question, though. Do you stay in that reality? Because once you get that money and you shift to a different reality, you're in a reality where you didn't win that, and now you don't have that money.
Oh, you stay in that reality until you shift into a different reality.
So you
everything
just fuck around with that money, have fun, dip out to the next one?
No, you could stay in that reality.
Are you taking over for that version of you, or are
because,
you standing next to it?
Yeah, see, all these questions need to be
considered. See, this is the thing. So when you shift into a reality, some realities, there's only one subtle little change, and everything's the same as the reality you're in.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones, like, for example, the reality where the Titanic didn't sink could have affected
massive.
So many things.
Right. So are you... You're avoiding my question. Are you switching into that reality and taking over for the version of you, or are you, like, also there?
No, you're taking over for the version of you. Yeah, okay. You don't have two yous.
Well, I mean,
yeah, you do.
In one, there was. In the one, we talked about this during that. Anyway, whatever. It's the movie where the guy kills all his fucking people.
One.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you'd reality hop. That'd be a fucking fun little thing to be able to do.
Like, you'd hop into the reality where Zoe Kitty didn't pee on the carpet.
I would stay in that reality. Actually, I probably would have hopped into a reality where I had, like, a fucking mansion. And I didn't have a cat that pissed on stuff.
Oh, well, I've been searching. I can't find anything on
you
had it.
Okay, just out of curiosity, what exactly did you type?
Don't worry about it. The point is I didn't find it.
You must not have used
it. I didn't.
He must have been very discreet in his keywording into Google.
And he didn't type in specific words like that would help.
I didn't search it.
Yeah, you fucking lying sack of shit.
I didn't want to search it. I don't know. I don't think it's possible to even do it.
Bonus points to any listener that sends us a message where they searched it.
Yeah, can you telepathically...
Masturbate?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Listeners, if you guys can try this is homework for you guys.
As long as you're 18 and older.
Definitely 18 and
older.
I
don't think we have a single listener that's under 18. And if we do, I
hope so.
Sure hope we don't.
Yeah. If you're not 18, get the fuck off this
God,
podcast.
I hope all of our listeners are over 21.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter, honestly. 18 and over, I think, is fine. Yeah.
If you're under 18, get the fuck off this podcast.
Yeah, get lost.
Shouldn't have listened this far in.
I think 17, I'd still be like, all right, you're not exactly 18, but right. It's all right. We'll let it slide. We did way worse shit at 17.
God. Horrible.
No, that's a story for another day.
That's a story for the next episode.
Oh my God.
What?
You can't just say that and then not tell us. Come
on.
That
was a response to you guys.
Oh.
Oh.
We thought you looked at something.
No.
You suck.
No, I'm trying to dig through these. Commonly accepted that the revolution was a group of elites overthrowing another group of elites.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking... Yeah. And they had the poor fight that war.
Pretty much. Like every war.
Every war. Rich people throw poor people at other poor people until the rich people decide, oh, we won or we lost.
Okay. How about a would-you-rather question?
All right.
Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Ancestors. 100%.
Yeah.
You can learn so much more from them.
Yeah, ancestors. I almost don't want to see what's in the future and what I don't have.
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to learn that.
Like, goddamn, that Pip-Boy is badass. Why don't I have one?
You know what would be cool?
What?
Is if we did like a would you rather that our listeners submitted.
I think that'd be pretty awesome.
We should prepare for something like that. I hope you guys are listening and you got some would you rather questions. Yeah. We might put up a poll or put up a thing in the group.
We should be writing these things down.
Like, would you rather eat horse shit for the rest of your life or die alone?
I'd rather die alone.
Yeah, same here.
No question. Fuck it. Let me go end it right now.
America nuked Finland and it no longer exists.
What?
Is that a
Finland is still a thing.
Conspiracy theory. Someone's like, what happened to Belgium?
Someone's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And that's why they say Finnish people are so quiet.
Would you feel worse if no one showed up to your wedding or to your funeral?
Well, the wedding, because the funeral, I'd be dead, and I wouldn't be able to feel whether or not somebody's
there. Let's say hypothetically,
I can see.
Right.
Then I'd feel like shit for the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah.
See, because I've had these thoughts. I'm like, I wish there was a way to be able to see who went to your funeral. Like, oh, yeah, he cared enough to go to my
chilling,
funeral.
Like an apparition watching.
Right.
I'd be like a poltergeist, and I'd push somebody into another person that kind of is not on the great terms with them and start a fight. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Get it going.
Make some entertainment.
Yep.
Where would you sit at your own funeral if you were a ghost? On somebody, next to somebody, at the front, at the back, on your casket, lay down with your dead body.
On somebody.
I would fuck with the priest. I would fuck with the priest because I'd be like trying to tickle his ear.
I'd fuck with myself if it was an open casket, and I'd fuck with like something on the casket.
Get
and try to make
to
it move or something and freak
just go,
people out.
Just go randomly start sitting on people's laps.
Just see what they do.
Fart. Ghost fart.
Ghost fart on somebody. You guys think ghost farts actually smell?
Maybe to ghosts.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Do they smell like sulfur?
I'll bet.
I don't know. Why don't you go investigate that one?
You know what? I'm on season 2 of Supernatural. I'll let you know by the end of it.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you in 3 years.
I know.
Would you rather meet George Washington or the current president?
Fucking George Washington.
George Washington?
Like, go back 50 years. Answer is always going to be George Washington. I don't want to meet any of the fucking previous presidents.
If it was Kennedy, I'd want to meet Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy I'd meet. But the last four, I don't want to meet. Okay, maybe Bill.
Just to see if he really had sexual relations with that woman?
Nah, just to take some shots and smoke some weed with him.
He looks like he'd be down for that.
Dude, fucking give him a saxophone, smoke a couple joints.
Oh, yeah. He would definitely
fuck
be down.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then he dresses up like a woman and sits on the chair in front of you.
Be like, oh, shit. Laugh. Hillary's on her way. Fuck.
Hide this weed, Brett. I'm sorry, Hillary. Like, I wouldn't. I'd be terrified of Hillary. I didn't bring the weed, ma'am. Your husband had it. I gotta go by. Fucking. You guys hear what happened to Brett? No, he just disappeared one day.
Said he was finished. Going to some island and we never heard from him again.
That's terrible.
All right, would you rather meet Genghis Khan or Vlad the Impaler?
Oh.
Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad. Yeah. Vlad.
I don't want to meet a guy that was solely responsible for his bloodline being spread across fucking however much of the world. Because of all the incest and crazy fuckery that was going on.
Would you rather raid a like village with Vikings or go fight
that
with
one.
Knights?
Vikings.
Vikings for sure.
Would you rather win the lottery or live twice as long?
Lottery. Lottery for sure. I never thought I'd make it to 30.
But here you are. So. You made it past.
Depends on how much the lottery is, and it depends on how long the rest of... Because I could walk outside right now and get hit by a car and die.
Right.
And so, then,
so, you'd get to 60. And, yeah, I don't know. It depends on, do I get to know
and it also
what
depends.
Twice as long is?
It also,
maybe, yeah.
Because what if twice as long is, 4 days from now?
Oh.
Yeah, and also, what if twice as long? What if I live to 80, and I live twice as long, but my body just keeps aging?
Oh,
right.
That would be miserable as fuck.
So your body just keeps deteriorating.
You'd be 160.
It's like, but you're off. But your body just refuses to die.
Yeah.
Then finally, once it hits that,
it gets to the point where
day where you made that deal, you're done.
Yeah. It's not to the point where you're sitting in your own shit anymore. It's literally your body is turning into shit because it's falling apart.
It's like you're locked in that fucking incubation thing with just your head sticking out, and you're like, fuck, I shouldn't have made that deal.
No, it's just your head in a jar of liquid.
Fucking Futurama status?
Pretty much, yeah.
God. Wouldn't it be crazy if, Futurama was the most accurate depiction of the future? Fucking heads in jars, giving us orders.
That'd be pretty fucking rad.
Right?
I feel like that's what's happening now, anyway.
For sure. Fucking just heads on screens, giving us orders.
Okay, I'm looking at fan theories now. I'm going to try to find some good fan theories.
Okay, keep up with the would you rathers. Let's keep this
Would you rather put a stop to war or end world hunger?
I feel like a stop to war because then you could use that to help end world hunger. With the money generated, the money saved from that,
okay,
you could put that towards fighting world hunger.
See, here's the thing. If you stop war is pretty much the basis of money and religion. So, would that stop all that bullshit because you stop war? Or is they're going to find another way?
It would definitely fuck the economy up for a while.
Oh, yeah.
For
our economy
sure.
thrives off war.
Our economy does. It would definitely fuck that up for a little bit.
That's why we go to war with people.
Yeah, for money. But I think stopping war would be a first step towards ending world hunger. We could end world hunger, but then we'd be, still murdering people for, rich people throwing poor people at each other.
Would you rather be stuck on an island alone or with someone who talks incessantly?
Oh, alone. I'm cool being by myself. I love being alone. I'd fucking...
Ah, jeez.
And, I'd find a rock, paint it, get my own Wilson.
So, okay. Is this island...
Become Tom Hanks.
No for one's sure. going to come find you, right? You're pretty much stuck out there forever.
Yeah. You're dead.
Okay, so yeah, I would take the annoying person, and then if I couldn't handle them, that rock that Brett found,
mm-hmm.
instead of painting it, I would smash them in the head with it until it's painted with their blood, and I didn't have to hear them anymore.
Yeah, but now you got to live with the image and thoughts of you murdering somebody.
But you also have fresh meat.
Jesus.
And bones, wow. And bones to turn into
Christ,
weapons.
Wow. Matt. Holy shit.
Shit.
You can use the hair to tie
Lewis,
shit.
Lewis, I never want to be on an island with Matt.
You can floss with their hair.
I don't even know if I want to be in the same room with him now.
Yeah, Matt, get the fuck out.
Dude.
Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
And last one.
Last one.
Last one. When you're old, would you rather die before or after your spouse?
Fuck you.
This is too long of a theory, but it's gnarly.
This one's kind of heavy.
After.
You want to die after?
After, because yeah. Leaving them alone would suck.
Wait, what?
Leaving her, like, alone? Leaving her by herself? Without me? Like, I know how painful that would be? That would suck, so after for sure. I feel like I could handle it. Like, it would suck, but I'll take that burden on. I don't want to give that burden.
Okay, so you would rather die after her?
Yes, I would die after
her. Okay.
Just because I don't want her to have that burden, because I know it would fucking suck.
What if it was your actions that caused her to die?
Oh,
why you gotta make
that
it a
plot twist?
A
script, yeah.
Fuck. Fucking M. Night Shyamalan over here.
So like, I die, but something I did causes her to die,
and she died first, and you get to see that now.
Oh well, that's then. You know, I'm taking a long walk off a short pier.
Yeah. Speaking of piers,
just hanging out,
just hang out there, or take the fast way down out of a skyscraper.
Oh,
take a short exit.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
aim for a fucking sewer drain.
Oh, jeez.
Both of those things happened recently.
Yep.
In Huntington Beach.
In our place, yeah.
Yikes.
One a little more recently than the other.
Yep.
And we're back from a really weird pause. Sorry about that. We had a little short interruption. But we were talking about... well, Lewis, did you answer? Would you die before or
after? Oh, yeah. You know what? I think I would... much rather die before.
Before?
Yeah.
Leave her alone like that, you cold bastard.
I don't like to see people suffer.
So you just fuck off and die so you don't have to see her suffer?
Fuck yeah.
Like, oh, so what you're saying is, like, in old age. I thought you were just talking about just, like, up and died.
Yeah.
Like just gone dead. Like
I was referring to old age, but if it came down to that, fuck, yeah, I guess I would want to die after, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you know, what if you kicked a bucket and she's
Matt, what about you?
I already said.
What? What'd you say?
After.
Okay, so
we're all in agreement.
Yeah, yeah, we're all in agreement with it. All
right.
It's unanimous.
It's unanimous. We all want to die. All right, so speaking of dying, who do you think, and I hesitate to ask this question, because if we end up being right, it's going to be fucking terrifying, but of the three of us in the podcast... who's going to kick the bucket first?
Oh, come on, man. I don't know.
I feel like
let's look at your ancestors.
I feel like it's
let's
be
look
me.
At your family history.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's going to be me.
Oh, shit, maybe me.
Based on my family history, let's see, my grandparents lived up to their 90s. Most of my family is up there as well. So
it'll be Brett and Matt's not here.
Yeah.
But there is... a history of cancer in my family, so
I've got
that could put a hindrance.
I got a great grandfather who lived to be 101.
Nice.
His son, my grandpa, lived to be 92.
Oh,
and
I'm definitely dying first. And,
on my dad's side, my grandparents lived to be in their 80s.
Okay.
So yeah, it'd probably be Matt, and I really hope I'm wrong.
Well, if I'm going at
or
this
right,
rate,
I don't know. How.
If I'm going at this rate, I'm dead at 59.
Okay, well,
but I'm not accepting that reality.
This got real fucking dark. Well, real quick.
I did not mean for it to get dark. I was trying to like
my dad's dad died from a heart attack at 39.
I would not want either of you to all die. Right,
well, let's make what's
my dad
the order?
Died at 49.
Let's make a Deadpool.
Oh,
what's
okay.
The order?
Matt,
Brett,
me, then you.
I guess I'd be
the
last.
The last episode is going to be Lewis going, fuck, man, I can't do this podcast by myself.
Bang.
And that's the lost tape because it never got uploaded.
Shit, yeah.
Shit.
Like,
that was our first and last live episode.
Right?
And we call it the Kurt Cobain episode.
Wow. That's fucking mayhem, dude.
Oh, fuck. Watch my eyes turn blue. One blue this way, one blue the other.
Blew out the back of his head. Holy shit.
That's fucking terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys think the Titanic sinking was planned?
No.
No.
Like he intentionally ran into that iceberg?
Like there were some ulterior motives behind that?
No.
I'd have to say no.
Yeah, no, I don't. Not every tragedy is planned, Matt. We're not living in the Matrix.
It says here, apparently, it was not the Titanic that sank, but the sister ship, the Olympic. Supposedly, the Olympic had been damaged in a collision, and there was evidence to prove that the owners had switched the two ships and then sunk the Titanic, a.k.a. the already damaged Olympic, for insurance money.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't buy that.
That
not
sounds
everything
like...
is...
No, there's more to that. I've read about that in the past.
Not everything is like...
That sounds like a...
No, because if you look at the Olympic and the Titanic and the paint that
they
did
exactly
on it...
They look exactly the same. They look damn near the same.
No, well, I think that they're the exact ships, but the true Titanic didn't sink. The Olympic did, but it was painted in the same Titanic.
You believe
damn
near every conspiracy theory you come across.
No,
so what happened
to
the real Titanic then? Was it rebranded the
Olympic?
I don't buy it.
There's more to
it.
Look,
I don't buy
it.
I don't buy it. Sorry.
This doesn't list at all.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
No.
Speaking of weird.
That sounds like the most complicated, most costly scam ever.
Right?
If anything.
Like, why do all that?
Exactly. Exactly. Why go through all that? No.
Okay, so why is the Olympic not insured the same way the Titanic is if they're the exact same ship?
It already had a salvage title.
Sacrifice all those lives as
a
well?
Salvage title? Shut the fuck up.
It was damaged.
Oh, jeez.
On this fucking... That fucking wraps this dumbass shit up.
So why would you rather have one ship that's fucked up and one that's in good condition when you can have two that are in good condition if you sink the fucked up one, saying it's the more expensive one that was newer built, and then you get the money and then they're able to build a second ship and they're both perfect and you have some money on top of it?
Bars. 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 Oh, I thought you were spitting.
Why would you?
Sorry.
I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I don't
sounded like he was rapping for a second.
Oh, my God. What about Willy Wonka being the children's version of Saw?
Well, yeah, no, it's...
Definitely.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clear.
Yeah.
People definitely 100%. Died in that movie. For sure.
Very creative ways, too.
People died in that movie. Augustus fucking ate that chocolate water.
Well, I don't know if they're creative, but...
Yeah. But, like, Augustus definitely died in that chocolate water.
Mm-hmm.
And the Oompa Loompas were like, fuck. Man.
Okay, we're not getting into crisis actors. That's too much.
We gotta get fucking bones out of
that
the
sounds like an episode for another day.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, that fucking boat scene where Gene Wilder's got that crazy look in his eye while they're going down that fucking tie-dye fucking light room.
Oh, yeah. The shit. The river, what was it
called? I want to go on that ride tripping.
I think, what is it? I read somewhere nobody knew about that scene.
Yeah. Only Gene Wilder knew about it.
Yep.
He made a point to... He knew about it, and he was like, don't tell any of the kids. So, like, the fear you see in the kids' eyes and the fear you see in the adults' eyes is real.
100% real. He was definitely ahead of his time, but he did some shit that he...
Yeah, that
kind of...
would have gotten him canceled around this time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, you look at
Blazing Saddles. That shit never would have gotten released.
Jesus.
The sheriff's up!
Beep. Yeah. Beep.
Except they didn't beep it.
Nope.
So what about this crazy theory?
Okay.
The entire universe and all of your memories were created just last Thursday.
I love that one.
Fuck.
I love that one.
So the last Thursdayism theory says that all of your memories of the past could have just been created recently. For example, just last Thursday. I mean, could you prove it otherwise?
Right. Because that memory you have that happened 4 months ago, we just planted that in your head last Thursday. I love that theory because it's trippy, it's crazy, and it's fucked up.
I want to delve into that one deeper.
Maybe we could, like, have another theory episode?
Yeah, I'm down for that. So that'll super be a future down. Episode of...
Matt's not here. Theories round two.
Yeah.
So, Matt, are you down for a theories round two?
You guys have any final thoughts?
Are you guys theorious?
You guys have any final thoughts?
Yeah.
This
episode was totally sort of not really planned. We kind of had an idea and decided to do something different. And I think it turned out all right. Yeah. And
we got any bad advice this week?
Fuck. Somebody one. Talk. Oh, go for
I
it.
I got one.
Shitty advice of the week.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, don't sniff the brown salt. Wait, that's good advice. What? My bad.
That's like saying don't eat yellow snow. Come on.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't.
Jennifer, you got anything for us?
We need terrible advice.
We need really shitty advice. You guys heard
that
it,
is
folks.
Terrible
that's
advice.
Horrible.
So from all of us here at Matt's Not Here, whoa. Lewis.
While we ramble for a little bit for Matt to look up some horrible.
Fuck. Okay. Okay. I guess we're not ending.
I mean,
yet.
We could also just cut out some shit.
And we also need to.
I have really bad advice.
Okay.
Drink orange juice right after brushing your teeth.
Drink orange juice right after brushing your teeth.
It tastes amazing.
It's a refreshing drink.
Yeah. I recommend it. And once you're done with that, especially if it's on a Sunday, stop by Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight to Chick-fil-A when you're done brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
And then go to Hobby. Great deals and then day. Go to Hobby Lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, yeah. That reminds me. I forgot to go there today.
On Sunday.
God damn it.
Oh, shit.
Babe, I got somewhere to go on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
All right.
She's giving you this look like you're about to be murdered.
Thanks for
we can go get Sundays that Sunday for McDonald's.
Oh,
no, we can't.
The maybe.
Machine's broken.
I know, and then we'll go to Hobby Lobby after.
All right, well, thanks for listening to this week's episode.
Yeah, don't forget to check us out on
Instagram.
Matt's Not Here Podcast.
Facebook.
Matt's Not Here.
And join the cult of M&H on Facebook.
And when it asks you what M&H stands for, fuck, we just said it twice. Come on.
Yeah, we did.
And, all right. Thanks, yeah. Bye.
That's it. So, again, from all of us here at Matt's Not Here, Lewis.
Brett.
I'm not here.
Oh, fucking A, Matt. Fuck you son up. Of a...
I don't know about this guy anymore. I don't know if listeners seem to enjoy him, but I don't kind of trust their opinion.
Okay, but see,
they
that's
still
the thing.
Listen to this
they
podcast.
Enjoy him.
They listen.
Do we enjoy
no,
him?
But they listen.
Do we want
to
keep him on?
They listen to this podcast.
He's getting my fucking last name.
Look, if they listen to this podcast, clearly they have judgment issues.
Clearly.
Seriously. Oh, guys, I got some shitty advice.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
Drive offensively.